I feel like God wants to build somebody's faith in this house.
Yes.
Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. It's wonderful, ain't it?
Yeah.
Amen. But made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. That's all we'll read here tonight. I want to preach to you, amen, on the highest name. The highest name.
Yeah.
Amen. We know that names are important to remember. Amen. We should know our president's name, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Amen. We should know our doctor's name, our families. Amen. Our friends,
yeah,
our pastor's names, our boss's names. There's a lot of names. I'm one of those that's guilty of forgetting names.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a place like youth conference and somebody walk up to you, you ain't seen it, who knows how long. Hey, when you going to come to our church again? Hell, brother, where do you go to church? Praise God. And I don't remember your name. I'm sorry. Amen. I tell you, everybody's got a name.
Right.
Amen. But none of those names are the highest name. Whether our name was given to us for our meeting or whether it was given to us because mom thought it was cute, right, we all got a name.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. I know you ain't going to believe this tonight. Can I tell you what Austin means? I can't wait to tell you. Y'all ain't going to believe this. It means great and majestic. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it means.
Go on.
You know what Kelly means with an I? Means female warrior. Amen. We're living up to our names.
That's right.
All right, don't fall out with me. Amen. You see, when you say Austin, hey man, you can say that I'm a son. You can say I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a brother,
yeah.
I'm a brother-in-law, I'm an uncle, I'm a cousin, I'm a nephew, I'm a grandchild. I've got a lot of different titles. Amen. But the name of Jesus is not only above all names,
come on,
but it is, Brother Tommy, the most inclusive name.
Right.
Amen. For Jesus is known by many names in the Word of God.
Right.
Amen. And just to name a few tonight, amen, he is known as Advocate, Author, and Alpha. He is Begotten, Bread, and Bridegroom, Captain, Counselor, and Cornerstone,
yeah,
Daystar, and Deliverer, and Door, Emmanuel, Everlasting and Excellency, Faithful, Finisher and Friend, Gift, Glorious in God,
yeah,
High Priest and Hope and Healer,
yeah.
He is Invisible and I Am.
Woo.
He's the Just One and Judge, King and Kingsman,
yeah,
the Ladder, the Lamb, Light and Lord, Master, Mercy Seat and Messiah,
yeah,
Nazarene and Name Above All, Offering and Omega, Passover, Priest and Peace and Prince and Provider. He's the Quickening Spirit, Redeemer, Refuge, Righteous and Rock. Amen. Sacrifice and Savior and Shepherd and Son. Amen. Tabernacle and Teacher and Truth. Unifier and Understanding. The Vine, the Veil and Victor. The Way, Wisdom and Word. He's got a lot of titles tonight. Amen. With all the names that he has. Amen. You can put every name that he has. Jesus doesn't mean much to most of the world. It's a name of cursing and profanity. But this name should be reverenced. It should be feared. It should be worshipped. Amen. Matthew 1:21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Amen. His name wasn't given by Joseph. His name wasn't given by Mary. But his name was given, amen, from heaven above. For he shall save his people from their sins. That alone makes it a special name. One writer said God exalted him because he willingly. The unity of the Godhead. He willingly humbled himself to be a living demonstration for the love of fallen humanity. Amen. Isaiah said it like this. He is Emmanuel. God with us. Amen. I don't want to be an Ichabod church, but I want to be a church of Emmanuel. Amen. And on a Thursday night, I think I can say that God is with us. Hallelujah. He's a special name, but Jesus is also a saving name. Amen. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know what's so special about his name? Not everybody lives up to their name, but he does, because Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. His name tells us exactly who he is and what he's here to do. His name says, "I'm God, and I'm here to save the sinner." Amen. Not everybody lives up to their name, but he's got a special name. Amen. Heavenly knows Romans 10 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you're saved tonight, why? It's because you called on that name. I said, that's why you're saved, because you called on that name.
Hallelujah.
I read of the missionary named Edward Scott. Edward Scott in India. One day he met a man that belonged to a wild mountain tribe where Christ had never been preached.
Come on.
So he went, he prayed about it, and God moved on his heart. He went and visited the tribe. And as he walked into their area, amen, the story goes that, amen, he ran into the tribe, and it was a savage band who was on a war expedition. And it says they seized him, amen, and took him and tied him and pointed their spears at his heart, amen, knowing he was just seconds from death. He closed his eyes and began to sing in their language, "All hail the power of Jesus' name." And he kept singing stanza after stanza. "All hail the power of Jesus' name." A name they had never heard. A name that had never crossed their ears. Amen. But he noticed he didn't die. Amen. So he opened his eyes, and every man had dropped their spear. Amen. And were crying tears running down their face. Amen. And they invited him into their homes. And for 2.5 years, he preached to them that name they had never heard. It won all kinds of them to Christ. Hey, I'm telling you, it's a name that if the world's never heard it, there's just something special about that name. There's just power in his name. When you say Jesus, there's something inside man that says, hey, there's something special. There's something saving about that name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, hell trembles. Satan runs. Sin is defeated. Captives are delivered. Fear begins to flee. The lost is found. Drunkards are sober. Harlots are pure. Addicts are set free. Chains are broken. Hey, I wonder if somebody looked ahead and say, thank God for the special name and the saving name.
Yes.
Amen.
But thirdly, and the final point here for a while, I want to preach to you that Jesus is the supreme name.
Yes, he is.
He has given a name which is above every name. To be supreme, it means that you're the highest in rank. You're the highest in authority. And you're the highest in quality.
Right.
For his name demands respect. It demands honor and worship. His name has the power to change any situation.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. When Ptolemy, the king of Egypt, built Pharos, which was the ancient lighthouse that was so famous in ancient times. Amen. The king wanted to place his name upon the lighthouse. Amen. But, oh, the sculptor, amen, by the name of Sostratus, he did not think it was fair that the king paid for the project, but he's not the one that's doing the work. Amen. He didn't think that the king should get all the glory of the lighthouse. And so he put the king name on the front in plaster. Amen. But underneath the king's name, amen, in eternal, amen, granite slab, he cut deeply, amen, his own name, Sostratus, amen, and the sea began to dash over the years against the plaster and begin to wash away the king's name. Amen. And the king died and his son took over. And by the time the son took over, the king's name had been washed away in the name of the one that made the lighthouse. It was there forever. Amen. Stamped. Amen. To say Sostratus built this lighthouse. Hey, can I tell you tonight, this world is trying to cover up his name. They're trying to get rid of his name. They've taken Christ out of Christmas. Now it's Xmas. It's no longer Merry Christmas. It's Happy Holidays. They're saying Joseph Smith had the truth. Amen. They're saying Sir Buddha, Muhammad's the way. False gods, oneness. Hindus, Jehovah's Witness. They're trying to change who he is. But can I tell you, you can't wipe out his name. You can't cover up his name. You can't destroy his name. You can't diminish his name. You can't erase his name. It don't matter what you try to do. Amen. The sea of life will always back up that name of Jesus. Paul told us the outcome, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
Come on, every knee.
I want you to watch what Paul says in this. Of things in heaven, the angels, things in earth, the men, things under the earth, the demons, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. They don't want to say it now. But Paul said, you don't say it now. You're going to say it later.
That's right.
How many wants to say it now? I want my knee to bow. Come on now. I want my tongue to confess that he is Lord. Amen. Everyone in every realm, whether you be in heaven, in earth, or under the earth, it don't matter. They will all one day say he is Lord. I said he is Lord.
Amen.
I grew up in public school, and we had mandatory pep rallies, and we would have to go, whether it be basketball or football, and we would have to go in the gym, and our school was the Hurricanes, and all the kids would scream together as loud as they could, pepping us up, pep rallies.
Oh yeah.
Hurricanes! Hurricanes! Go Hurricanes! And it would ring through the whole school because it was game night. Amen. But can I tell you, one of these days, amen, all of the universe is going to cry out one name. Amen. Whether they're saved or lost, everybody will recognize and say that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. James said, don't believe us, there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and they tremble. Look in Luke chapter 4. Amen. It tells us the devils came out when Jesus began to heal. And they said, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And can I tell you tonight, all of hell knows his name. All the demons are subject I've been talking about this portion of scripture, and I'm so fed in Luke chapter 10. Jesus sent 70 disciples to the towns ahead of him to prepare his arrival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And the Bible says that they returned in great joy.
Great joy.
They returned in great joy.
Right.
Amen. They were impressed by what they seen in the towns.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. For they said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name.
Right.
They were amazed. They were even shocked at the power that they was feeling to cast out devils. But it had to be in Jesus' name. They were eyewitnesses to the power, the supreme authority of that name. And you know what Jesus replied? The very next verse. You see, they was impressed by what happened in Jesus' name. But Jesus wasn't impressed. He already knew the power of his name from the very next verse. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. They were impressed, but Jesus wasn't. He already knew what happens when my name is called. He already knew. Somebody ought to grab a hold of faith tonight and realize what kind of power you possess in your life when you cry out in his name.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
They was impressed.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Jesus wasn't. He already knew Lucifer's limitations.
Right.
Can I tell you tonight? Amen. When you call out his name, Satan falls as fast as lightning.
Right.
Oh, great God.
Right.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes.
I said, when you call out his name, amen, he falls.
Yes.
And he can fall just as fast as lightning. When you believe in the name of Jesus, great God Almighty. I can just see Satan now. Amen. As the 70 disciples, amen, they come back to Jesus all impressed about what happened in his name. And I can see Satan, amen, as he's saying, oh boy, amen, now they're all using his name.
Come on. Yeah.
Now there's more miracles. They don't have to just run to Jesus. Amen. But now they're all using his name. Oh, come on, somebody. You realize if you're a Christian, you have power over hell. And it's only because the name of Jesus. Look in John 14. Amen. Jesus said, verily, verily. That means truly, truly. A double word to tell you this is the truth. He said, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also.
Right.
But then he said this.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, in greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Right.
Rod Mattoon said the Lord was saying, get this message. You will do greater works than me. The works would not be greater in quality.
Right, right.
But they would be greater in quantity.
Yes.
John Phillips said the apostles proved these words to be true on the day of Pentecost when 3,000 were converted. For he said Jesus rarely went beyond the borders of Palestine, but they went everywhere preaching the word. Hey, can I tell you, we got more scripture than they did. We got more ministries, more church, more people, and the Holy Ghost that Jesus said he shall abide with you forever. Hey, it don't matter if you're in North America, if you're in Asia, if you're in Europe, if you're in Africa, Australia, Antarctica, or South America. You've got power over sin. You've got power over sickness. You've got power over situations. But it's got to be in Jesus' name. I said it's got to be that you call on his name.
Hallelujah.
In 2006, one of six autographs exist of William Shakespeare. It is the most expensive autograph of all of history, I am told. one of these six autographs that's in circulation, Heyman sold for some $4.6 million of just his name. Today it is estimated that if it would hit the market again, it would be worth some $10 million as one of the most valuable names in all of history. However, that autograph and the name of William Shakespeare has absolutely no power in it at all. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. But if we read on two more verses, Jesus said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Watch that. Amen. That verse is not a magic formula that we can pray anything in Jesus. As long as we say in Jesus' name, it'll happen. How many knows that ain't true?
Come on, right now.
Give me $1 million in Jesus' name.
That's right. Come on.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Come on, somebody. Woo. That don't mean it's going to happen. Amen. I wish it worked like that. Amen. But then at the same token, one writer said, we're glad it don't work like that. Amen. Because if we have to pray in Jesus' name, we have to pray in limitations. Because we can't pray things that are incompatible with His name. We can't pray things that are against His name. He won't honor that. But when we pray in Jesus' name, it is according to His will. In 1 John 5:14 says, and according to His will, He heareth us. So I want to ask you, I'm praying about it. Is it His will?
All right. Your way, Lord.
Welcome. Yes, Lord.
Come on, brother.
You came in hell tonight. That's His will.
Come on.
You pray in Jesus' name.
Right.
It's the will of God.
Thank you, Lord.
To seek Him.
Thank you, Lord.
You came seeking a healing.
Holy.
He's already prayed for that.
Holy.
That's within His will.
Come on,
somebody.
Amen.
There's a lot of things we pray for, but it's got to be in God's timing and in God's will.
Amen.
But we have the power in Jesus' name.
Right.
You see, names are important. If you want my attention, a lot of people are not named Austin, so that's probably going to work. Amen. But if there happened to be another one, you say Griffiths, I guarantee you'll get my attention because there ain't going to be another one.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen. You'll get my attention. Come on now. When I was in the Army, they never called me Austin. I don't know if anybody ever did. My first name was Griffiths. Amen. I knew who they was talking to.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Your last name's your first name in the military. Amen. All they had to do was scream out, got it. Sometimes it wasn't even that. It was just Griff. Come on, somebody. Amen. But the name of Austin, as great and majestic as it is, come on now. Amen. It can't cast demons out. It can't cast. It can't heal a body. Amen. It can't save a soul. It can't deliver from the dark place. It can't mend your heart. I can't heal your mind. Amen. You can speak Austin and the demons of hell will attack you. You can say in the name of Buddha and it won't work. In the name of Muhammad, and it won't work. In Joseph Smith's name, and it won't work. In Confucius's name, and it won't work. You can say Baal, and it won't work. Zeus, and all the Greek gods, and it won't work. You can say in Joe Biden's name, the highest authority of the country, and it won't work. You can say the richest name, Elon Musk, and it won't work. There's only one name that catches hell's attention. And that is the name of Jesus. And I came to preach to you tonight. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know your answer that you need. I don't know the question you got. I don't know your situation. But I came to tell you, hey, it's in Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name. Pray that God will move in Jesus' name.
Glory, glory,
glory. Can you
say
that?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody praise the Lord tonight.
Glory to God.
I came to preach to you a real simple message.
Jesus.
Somebody will get a hold of the power that's in His name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Holy.
You need saved tonight?
God,
in Jesus' name.
Come on.
Amen.
Have you come needing deliverance? In Jesus' name.
Yes.
If you come needing a healing, in Jesus' name.
Right.
Oh, if you need the Holy Ghost, let us pray in Jesus' name.
Yes.
If you need your siblings saved, your parents saved, if you need a financial miracle, if you need your mind battles taken care of, let us get together in faith and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. If we can grab a hold of faith, that's the key tonight. I said, that's the key. You're going to have to believe that Jesus can really take care of this problem in your life. You're going to have to let go of the worry. Rip up the bank account slip. Amen. Rip up the medical slip. Amen. Rip up the letter from hell. Amen. And believe it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory,
glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
This ain't in my notes.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Come on, bro.
Just let the Lord drop this on my mind just now.
Come on.
I don't say everything comes to my mind, so don't get me wrong.
Come on.
I've been to too many services where people do that, and it ruins it. But Hezekiah had a problem.
Right.
Hezekiah had the enemy knocking on his door.
Right.
Come on, bro.
He had already got threatening letters from Rabshakeh. And then finally he has Sennacherib's letter in his hand, a letter from hell. And I'm going to kill you, destroy your life, and take your throne over. And your God can't do a thing in the world about it.
Come on now.
Come on.
And the Bible says that he took that letter and he spread it out before the Lord.
Right. Yeah, right.
And I feel right now that somebody's been reading a letter.
Glory to God.
And it's signed from hell.
Yes.
I'm going to destroy your job.
Come on.
I'm going to destroy your marriage.
Yeah.
You're going to be sick forever.
No, that's him, Lord.
And it's a letter that you read every night.
Come on.
You're scared not to read it.
Come on.
You tucked it under your pillow. I'll tell
you
how
close
I and you got a letter.
Have
but I want to preach to you tonight at this altar.
Jesus.
That somebody will do what Hezekiah did. And he brought the letter to the Lord. Therein lies the answer. We as Christian people, we've been wearing masks a whole lot long before we had to. We love to come to church and we got a mask on. How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing great. No, you ain't.
Come on.
But you got a position. But you're a preacher. But you're a preacher's wife. I can't let nobody know what I'm going through.
Come on.
So how you doing?
Doing good.
And you know as good as I do.
Come on.
Ain't true.
Man, bro, thank you, Lord.
Oh, I feel
humble. Bless you, Lord.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
And I wonder on a Thursday night, my wife's going to sing.
Glory to God.
If somebody would quit reading that letter that the devil's put in your life, telling you exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you would do what Hezekiah did. He spread it out before the Lord, but that ain't all he did. If you look that word spread up in the Hebrew, in the original text, it says that Hezekiah spread it out before the Lord. But he didn't take it to the altar and spread it like this. But that word spread in the Hebrew is the word paras. And it means to break apart, to scatter, and to chop in pieces.
All right. Glory to God.
Hezekiah didn't come to an altar and spread a letter out before the Lord and worry about it. He spread that letter out. He ripped it up. I trust God. I'm tired of reading it. I'm tired of living it. Hey, in Jesus' name, somebody ought to rip up the letter tonight and realize it's just the devil and say, I came to get my peace back in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to stand to your feet tonight and tell God what you need right now and pray it in faith and pray it in the supreme name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just stay with us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
There's a lot of things we could have preached. There was a lot of ways I was thinking.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
But I'm telling you, as I begin to work on this message, and I didn't have the intentions of bringing it tonight, and I just couldn't get away from it. Just to tell somebody, you've been walking around with a letter. You've been walking around with the problem. And you just can't get no relief. And I came to tell you the answer. And that answer is in Jesus' name.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, somebody reverence the Holy Ghost in this place. We say it. We pray. But I wonder if somebody would grab a hold of that name tonight. And if you only knew what kind of power was in that name. The disciples found out the demons of hell can't take it when you say his name.
Thank you, Lord.
What do you need tonight? We've already had a great service. I could have got up here and just said, let's pray when I started.
Thank you, Lord.
I've had this burden on my heart for 2 days.
Come on.
There is a supreme authority that you've not been counting. And I wonder if somebody come to an altar tonight and rip it up in the face of hell and say, I believe in Jesus. Come on, friend. What do you need tonight? I wish I was a prophet, but I'm not. God would tell me, I'll come get you. I don't care. But I know as many people that's in here tonight. There's some situations in here you need God to move on. And you can have it if you just believe in faith. And according to his will,
Amen. You
ask anything in my name,
right. And
I will do it.
Amen.
I didn't say that, Brother Tommy.
Oh,
but the same name, he said it.
Yes, he did.
He said it.
You
ask anything in my name, and I'll do it.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, honey, Jesus. I wonder if somebody grab a hold of that name.
Yes.
Have you been living in the dark place? All it takes is one name to bring you right out.
Jesus.
There are days that fill the enemy.
Oh, I tell you, I tell everybody.
Surrounding me. If I breathe, he will come and devour me.
Sing it! Come on, these altars are open.
I speak the name.
Somebody say it. Somebody pray it. Jesus!
It's Jesus. There's something
special about the name of Jesus.
There's healing in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. There are days to feel the enemy.
We are confident
around
me. Lord, in your name.
If I breathe, he would come and devour me. But I speak the name. I speak the name. Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. the lame to walk.
Come on.
Made the dumb to talk. Called the blind to see.
Touch you, Lord, in any situations, Lord. Move, God, in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And somehow I'll have to pass my way through. Gotta get Jesus. Gotta get Jesus. I know He is the answer to my need. Bring Him all my problems. I don't know how much more I can say.
Hallelujah.
I can pass the side of this cloud of disbelief and doubt. But I know there's only one way of escape. And I've been trapped inside this cloud of disbelief and doubt. But I know there's only one way out of this day. If I could get to Jesus, I've got to get to Jesus. I know He is the answer to my need.